This bike is a sold bike. We're just getting it ready to go, trying to get everything adjusted on it so it's running smooth, which it's not. You can hear from the clattering.
Ron Cadera owns Country Cycles in the St. Paul suburb of Roseville. It's a small bicycle shop, just himself and a few workers. And Cadera acknowledges he's much more concerned about the basics of his small business, customer service, inventory, and employees, than he is about what might happen to computers in his store and around the world when 1999 becomes the year 2000.
I'm not as concerned, maybe, as I should be, and I'm not going to let it bother me a whole lot. If something happens, I guess I don't know what I'm going to do at that time, but I really have taken very few precautions.
Cadera suspects the whole Y2K issue is being blown out of proportion. He says he's got about $20,000 tied up in computers for the bike shop. They're mostly used to track inventory and to maintain customer databases. If it all does fall apart in 10 months, Cadera doubts it will ruin his business.
It wouldn't be a huge problem because we can operate manually, and a pencil and paper is still a very, very basic and simple means of being able to recreate our purchasing records. We still know what we bought. I don't think that it would take too much time to get the problem fixed.
Cadera's attitude toward Y2K is likely shared by many small business owners. That's a big concern to large companies, which make their money providing services to smaller businesses.
The idea is to minimize the impact of Year 2000. This is an everybody wins if we all get this problem beat in time, and everybody loses if we have problems even at the small business level.
Dan Bailey heads the Year 2000 project for Twin Cities-based Deluxe Corporation. Deluxe is a Fortune 1000 company that provides banks and stores with checks, electronic transaction equipment, and other financial services. Bailey says Deluxe has boiled down what it has learned about preparing for Y2K into a so-called Y2K survival guide. It's an easy-to-follow list of what businesses, even small companies, can do to guard against possible Y2K problems.
The thing to think about isn't so much what you use computers for, is think about your business processes. How do you collect inventory? How do you make sure that you have enough inventory? How do you receive payment from your customers? How do you pay your suppliers? If any of those areas use computers or use other third parties, those are the places to focus on.
Take the bike shop, for example. Owner Ron Cadera has just a few computers and not a great deal of software. Still, Bailey says he should check with the companies from which he bought his hard and software to determine whether his systems are Y2K proof, and if they're not, if they can be updated to accommodate the switch. He should also check with his suppliers to make sure they'll be able to fill his orders in the year 2000. And according to Bailey, Cadera should try running his business with pencil and paper to find out whether that's as realistic an option as he thinks it is. Bailey says for most small businesses, protecting against Y2K is not as difficult as many small business owners might imagine.
One might become surprised by a few of the things that we didn't think about earlier that may become problems, but what we found is that the trick is to begin the process of thinking through, how do I make my business work? When do I count on computers? And can I make sure that those computers are going to be compliant? Once you find where you have problems, the solution is usually fairly quick.
In offering Y2K survival kits, Deluxe Corporation is doing what many large companies are doing to help ensure small businesses, often their customers, weather the transition to 2000. Chancey Lyford is with the Small Business Administration.
The smallest businesses don't have the resources that the big corporations do in order to go and hire a consultant to take care of this problem on their own. You know, they may be a 1 and 2 employee shop. It's not just a technological problem, it's a management problem.
This spring, the SBA plans to dispatch what it's calling Y2K SWAT teams. The teams will canvass small businesses to make sure they're aware of potential Y2K problems and they get the help they may need to prepare for the change. This is Mark Sedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio.